Basic Bananas.
Hi and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. It's Francisca here. I'm one of the founders of Basic Bananas. And I just thought I'd quickly sit down and wish you an amazing beginning of the new financial year. I can't believe it. I can't believe we are already in July. Although I do believe it because it's freezing here in Sydney right now. But it's stunning. It's actually a very crispy, beautiful blue sky Monday morning while I'm recording this. And what I thought I'd do is I'd share some of the questions with you that we use when we look back over a financial year or even a quarter. So at Basic Bananas, what we do is we map out our goals every quarter. So every 3 months or so, we sit down and we map out our goals and what we want to achieve over the next 3 months or 12 weeks or so. And also what we do, we also look back and we look back at what we've achieved and we celebrate, especially with the team, I think, and for yourself too, if you don't have a team, it's very important that you also celebrate a lot. I'm a big believer in celebrating, and not just the big things, but also the small things. Pretty much any reason for a celebration is a good reason usually. So this is what I'd love for you to do. If you can take out a few minutes, half an hour or an hour, to really celebrate the end of a financial year, reflect back on it, and also look at the next financial year and see what you would like to achieve. So here's how we do it. So the first part of doing this is we look at the, so we do a bit of a review. And here are four things that we ask ourselves when we do that. And I'd like to share that with you because you might want to do the same. You might be able to use the same questions. So the first thing we look at is, what are some of the biggest accomplishments on the last, say, quarter or year? So what were some of the highlights that we've achieved? So maybe just write them down. We write it down. We use a template that we use for our Genie Sponge members, and we also use that for our own businesses. So what are some of our biggest highlights? What are some of our accomplishments? What are we really excited about that we've achieved? So it's a little bit of a review and looking at the amazing things that have happened. And then the second question we ask is, what's working right now? So what's working in the business right now? Maybe the team, some of your marketing strategies are working extremely well. Maybe one specific marketing strategy is working well. Maybe one specific product or service that you're selling is working really well. Maybe one of your processes is working really well. So think about, in your business, what is working really well? Then the third question is, what didn't work so well? So in the last year, in the last 12 months, or in the last quarter, if you do this quarterly, what is maybe one thing or two things that didn't work so well? Maybe it's some systems, maybe it's automation, maybe it's you working really long hours. So that maybe that's something that didn't work so well, is that you're working like a crazy person, which sometimes we do go through those periods. It can be also normal, but think about, what is one thing or two things that didn't work so well? Maybe some customer service, maybe publicity, maybe working with a supplier. What is one or two things that didn't work so well? And then the last question, the fourth question is, what is one thing you have learned in the last quarter or the last financial year? So what is one thing that you have learned for over the last few months or year? And this sometimes has to, you know, takes a little bit longer to think about it. Sometimes you just know it, but for me personally, sometimes I have to just sit down, and it's actually a good practice, I find, to think about, hey, what did I learn? What is one thing that I learned? Because sometimes you get really good insights when you stop and you think. Because we, as business owners and entrepreneurs, we are very good at being busy, and we have a lot to do. There's always something that needs to be done, and I'm sure you have a never-ending to-do list. So it's really, I find it really beneficial to sit down sometimes and think about, okay, hey, what did I learn? And I get just great insights from doing that. So the four questions in your reviewing part of doing this and going through this exercise is, what are some of your biggest accomplishments or highlights? Number two, what's working right now? Number three, what didn't work so well? And number four, what is one thing you have learned? What is one thing you have learned? Then the second part of your goal setting now is to actually set those goals. So first part is reviewing. So put a bit of a rear vision mirror on and review what's past. And now that we've got some lessons from the review, let's set goals for the next 90 days or the next year. And here again, I have a few parts for you. The first one is a good thing to do. And this is a good thing to do always, you know, every few months or so. And also sometimes when you feel a little bit maybe disheartened, or you sometimes feel like you're just fighting against something and things get tough in business, which they sometimes can, it's always good to revisit your business vision, your big goal. And there is a separate episode that we have on Basic Bananas Radio on this, and I'm actually going to record another one on this next week for you to exactly how to do this. But think about, hey, why am I in business? Why am I doing this? What's the big vision? What's the big goal? The reason why this is important, because normally your vision, your purpose, the reason why you're in business should re-energize you, and it should also guide you. So it should guide you in regards to what are your goals now under that big vision. So what needs to happen for you to be able to achieve that big vision, those big goals, really your dream, why you are in business. So first part is revisit your business vision. Why are you doing this? What's your big goal? What are you out there to achieve? What sort of an impact do you want to create? Secondly, you then look at, either you can choose for yourself if you want to do this for 12 months or the next 3 months, 90 days or 12 weeks, it's up to you. So you either do it for a year or you do it for 90 days or both. You can even do it for both. But now you start setting goals. The thing that I'd like to share here though is that rather than just setting business goals, which is what most people do if they do set goals, I'd like you to think about some key areas in your business. So don't just do business goals only, but look at different key areas in your life, not just in your business, and set goals for all of them. Because I personally believe that business and life are all interconnected. Your business and your personal life, in my case, are very interconnected, and I want it to be like that, because if it's separate, completely separate, I think it gets a bit too complicated. So I think it's important you build a business, sometimes depending on your preferences, around your personal goals. Maybe one of your personal goals is to be able to surf every day. That's, you know, one of my goals is I want to be able to be outside every single day, whether it's I go in the ocean or I go to the beach or I do yoga, or I want to be outside, go for a hike. I want to be outside every single day, at least for a part of the day. And so to be able to fuel that goal, I need to know it so that the business can be built around that desire. So the key areas that we focus on for our business, and also our team does the same, because it's important that my team has the same ability. I also want them to have clarity on this. So what we look at is the areas are business. So what are the business goals? What are your health or well-being goals? So what are some of your health or well-being goals? So for me personally, it's about, I want to be able to surf, I want to be able to do yoga, I want to be able to go outside, go hiking, etc. What are your relationship goals? So number three, relationships. So what relationships do you want to nurture? Maybe family, friends, partnerships. What about your relationships? Number four is experiences. What experiences do you want to have over the next year or 90 days? So what sort of experience do you want? And this could be anything. It could be traveling. It could be anything you want. I mean, I always have that column. The experience column for me is always full, because I love experiences. And for me personally, the next 90 days, one of my experiences is I actually bought I got my motorbike license just recently, and I bought a bike. And so one of my experiences is I want to get good at riding this bike, so it's not dangerous and I can go on trips without getting into any accidents. So that's one of my experiences for the next 90 days. That's what I'm going to focus on. Then number five, key area five, where you set your goals, is financial. So what are some of your financial goals? What do you want to achieve financially? You could just put the figure down. You could say, I want my business to turn over a certain amount, or I want to make a certain amount of profit, or I want to pay myself a certain amount of salary. So you choose again what works for you. Number six is development. And here this can be personal development and also business development. So how do you want to develop? What sort of a skill do you want to develop? And this can be anything. I can give you an example. So for one of my team members and I sent her a link the other day. We want to look a little bit more at innovation. So I sent her a link to a seminar my friend is running. It's an innovation seminar in Sydney. And I said, hey, should we go to this seminar? Do you want to go? I'll come with you. So part of my goals, next 90-day goals, will be looking at developing more in terms of innovation. So learning more about it. We're already doing a lot in that space, but I think we can do more. Again, this can be anything. You might say, hey, I want to become more spiritual, or I want to learn how to meditate. It's actually another one of my next 90-day goals, is I'm doing another meditation silence sort of retreat, 7 days. 7 days of silence, imagine. Most of my friends can't believe it, but I am booked in and I can't wait to do it. So number six is development, can be personal or professional. And the last part that I have here is number seven, which is impact, your impact. And again, this is your choice if you want to put something there. For me personally, I'm very driven. One of my main purposes in life is to make an impact. That's really all I care about, is am I making an impact? As long as I'm making an impact in people's life, my vision is very much fulfilled. My happiness levels are really high if I know that I'm making an impact. Doesn't matter, it has to be like, you know, saving the whole world, but certainly I want to know that I'm making an impact. So number seven I've put down as a key areas for goal setting is impact. So am I making an impact? How am I making an impact? How can I make an impact? What are some things I can do to make a bigger impact? And for us, that could be that we just launched in Canada. So we're making an impact now also in Canada as we're building Canada. It could even be that I'm doing another sort of challenge where I challenge myself to consciously impact someone every single day by doing little things like buying coffees or sending someone flowers, little things like that. So that's number seven, is your impact. So the seven areas of goal setting that I've mentioned are business, your health and well-being, number two, number three is relationships, number four is experiences, number five is financial, number six is your development, personal or business, and number seven is your impact. And you can choose for yourself which ones of these areas you want to set goals for. And maybe some of them you say, you know what, no, I'm not going to set goals for that specific area. It's up to you. It's your choice. It's your life. It's your business. You choose. Then the next thing we do is, so again, first thing we do is we revisit the big vision. Number two, we set goals specifically for each key area. Number three, now we create an action plan for the business. So now we take our business goals and we create an action plan for the business. And we do this actually in a 12-week fashion. So we look at week one to week 12. So July, August, and September, quarter three of the year, and we create an action plan. So to achieve, say, one of our business goals right now is to launch the new book that we've written on the 1st of August. So what needs to happen to fulfill that goal? So we have week one, we need to go to print. Week two, we need to do this. Week three, we need to organize a launch party. So whatever those steps are. So we create an action plan. And then the fourth part is we share it with the team. We actually also do some of this with the team, but it's up to you. You choose which way you want to go. If you have a team, you might want to set your business goals with them, so include them in your goal setting, or you do it first on your own and then you share it with the team. I do believe it's important to share your business goals with the team and get them to set their own goals too, because then they're part of it. And you, of course, you want them to be happy, and also their well-being is very important, because then if they're happy and they feel amazing, they will also be an amazing team member. So So that's the fourth part. So when it comes to goal setting, we look at the vision, we set the goals for the key areas, we create an action plan, and then we share it with the team. Now there's one last part to doing this, and that is to celebrate. So the last thing, so we've done a review, we've set the goals, now we celebrate. And what we do is we celebrate, I mentioned earlier, we celebrate a lot, and we celebrate big things, small things. We love celebrating. Every Friday we have a team meeting, a team lunch, and it doesn't matter whether I'm in the office or not. I travel a lot, so sometimes I'm not here. On a Friday, the team still does the team lunch, and one of the team members is running it when I'm not here. And so we always, and it at that team lunch every single Friday, we celebrate. We celebrate the week, basically. We celebrate, hey, what's one thing? And each team member shares something. What's one thing you'd like to celebrate? Something that it can either be personal or it can be in the business. And we also celebrate our clients. So we get a lot of, we call them love letters, but really they're just customers sending us happy emails and comments on Facebook and things. We celebrate that also every Friday. We just read them out. So we have a folder called Customer Loving, and we read out all the happy messages that we get, because it's about celebrating. It's about celebrating our clients and also the team. So now the third part of doing this review and the goal setting and reflecting back and looking forward is to celebrate. Something else you can do, which is what we do, is we put our big goals, so these are more like yearly goals, behind on a whiteboard. We have a whiteboard behind a wall in the office, and we put the milestones there, and then we also have different ways of celebrating. So the team added all sorts of things there, they're going on a hike or going to Fiji or going go-karting or going on some sort of an adventure, going surfing together, going for dinner, going for lunch, doing different experiences that they want to do. We've got that as a little milestones. Once we achieve one of the bigger goals, we can select one of those things that we want to do to celebrate. So find your own way of celebrating, but I do believe that making celebration part of your culture is very important and very conducive to attracting more of what you want. And I will do a whole episode on celebrating, because I do think it's very important, but that's what I wanted to share a little snippet with you right now. So I would love to encourage you to go ahead and spend some time, as much as you need or like, to set your goals and to look back and then look forward and set your goals for the next year or next 90 days, and let us know how you go. Also, if you have any questions or any suggestions for our radio show for Basic Bananas, please email us. You can email info@basicbananas.com, and we read every single email that comes in. So thanks again for listening, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye for now.
Basic Bananas.